Something you need to be aware of with companies that are polarizing but highly successful, like Truth Social and Palantir, is that there's going to be a lot of manipulation because there's such a visceral hatred for those two companies. The founder, Alex Karp of Palantir, is a good friend of Donald Trump. He's a Trump supporter in a lot of ways. And for that reason, he has a lot of people that try to short the stock for Palantir. If the stock was not shorted, it would probably be over $50 to $60 right now. And same thing with True Social. I have owned DWAC before they went public. That was a ticker. And there were a whole bunch of times when there were fake stories put out by people that had no credibility. And what they did was they would try to scare people into selling DWAC stock so that they could then buy it. And then in an effort to accumulate stock, affect the ability of the company to come public like it has. And obviously that should be against the law, but that's how evil people are in the markets for companies, trading, etc. Wall Street. You've got some incredibly evil people, probably the most evil people at their core that you would find anywhere. And boy, I'll tell you, it's such a roller coaster ride. And they can seem so convincing when they have these articles come out. And if you're not educated about a company, you don't know what's really going on with a company, you can fall prey to people like this. So in the case of Truth Social, some of the tendencies are that when the retail investors, the people that actually own the stock, the ones that believe in the company, when they are in control, the stock is going to go up, period. When that momentum stops, it'll flatline, and then it might go down $2 to $3 a day for several days, and that's shorting. Typically, when that happens, if you look at it on the chart, the volume in the trading day is typically 6 to 8 million shares, and that is illegal shorting. These people do not own the stock. They're doing it illegally. And last time that happened, it took the stock from 67 all the way down to like 30. And of course, if you know how to trade, that's a great opportunity because you know the stock's going to go up. So, you know, have a stop in at 67, get stopped out at 61, hold on to your money, let it hit the 30 range, buy it, and ride it back up to 60, and you'll double your money, if not quadruple it. And that's the kind of thing I like to do. But when the stock went down, Devin Nunes, the president of the company, or the CEO, or whatever you want to call him, he made a complaint with the SEC and asked them to investigate illegal shorting. And from that time when he made that announcement, the stock has only gone down two times. One time it went down the 2 to 3 points, 6 to 8 million shares, and that was shorting. But immediately it didn't go down more, and it's been on a steady climb going up ever since. And that's because I think these people that are illegally shorting the stock realize they're under a microscope now. And when Donald Trump gets elected, they're going to get burned big time. And personally, I expect the stock to be over $100 a share when he gets elected. And I'm not saying if, I'm saying when he gets elected. Now, the same thing is similar with Palantir. The last quarterly report, Alex Karp was interviewed, and he said they have so much business that they have no way to handle it all on their own. So what they've done is they've made an agreement since then with Oracle to use their cloud system and network to expand their ability to handle these clients. And they also have an agreement with a company in Japan. I forget name of the company, it starts with an M, but the purpose of that agreement is for them to have the ability to spread out their ability to make more money, handle more clients, expand their business. The only thing holding the company back right now is they have such an amazing, incredible product that so many people want to work with Palantir and use their software, but Palantir is a smaller company and their limited resources that can only grow so much on their own. So they took the step to make these two agreements with two larger companies to help them handle the workload. So it's going to be pretty exciting. On Palantir, I have some stock in it, and I'm intentionally not going to put a stop on it because I know it's going to move around a lot, and I don't want my stop to get hit and then have it rocket up. So I'm going to see how the earnings go on May 5th. And what I expect is initially when the trading opens and when the announcement is made about earnings, the stock will probably do a head fake, go down strong, and then go right back up strong. And if the earnings are good and people like what's being said, the stock should go up strong. If they don't like it, then you know what? If you're a long-term stockholder and you believe in the company, just hold on to the stock. You don't have to put a stop in. If you want to cut your losses and wait for a good entry point, take a small loss, put your money on the side, and wait for a good entry point. What's going to happen one way or another is if the earnings are good, there are going to be, mark my words, and it's the same thing with True Social. I'll get to that, go back to that in a minute, but mark my words, there will be some articles written by people trying to tear down Palantir, and they're going to be people like, you know, Pippi Longstocking's analyst, even though it's someone you never heard of. They just put analysts behind their names so that people, ooh, they're an analyst, they know what they're talking about. But what you need to realize is when people write these articles, they're being paid by individuals that have a vested interest in the stock and they want to get it for a lower price knowing it's going to go up. So what they do is they find these people, random people with the word analyst behind their name. They tell them, okay, write a hit piece, make it look really bad for the company. When the stock price goes down, they then go in, buy up a bunch of stock, let it stabilize, the stock goes up, and they make a ton of money. It should be illegal, but no one can prove that's going on. But this is something that's common knowledge. Anyone that's traded, anyone that has worked in the markets, that's the game they play. It's totally crooked, it's unethical, but that's what they do. So I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts the idea of being the remora that my mentor taught me. Stay by the mouth of the shark and get all the food that falls out of its mouth. You can do that in this situation. Typically, when Palantir announces and they have good earnings, the stock goes up, it stabilizes, and then for the next 2 to 3 months up until the next earnings report, it'll slowly drift down. If you look at the charts on the company, you'll notice that there's a spike when they have good earnings, and then it slowly drifts down to about 40 to 50% of the gain that it had. And that's a tendency you can take advantage of, and that's what I'm doing right now. And going back to True Social, they play all the same games. The last hit piece that was done on True Social, the people said, oh, well, they lost $58 million last year, and they have no money in the bank. But if you're a stockholder, Devin Nunez contacted stockholders, said, don't listen to anything you say. It's fake. These people say it's fake news. Only listen to official news from the company that we will send you in the email. So I knew when that article came out, I knew that they had $200 million in the bank. I knew that they're 100% debt-free. I knew that they had a plan for aggressively moving the company forward through the end of the year into the election and beyond. I knew all of that. So when this hit piece came out and the stock went down $15 a share because people are idiots and they're easily manipulated and they allow their emotions to dictate everything to them. If you're like that, don't trade. You'll be played like a fiddle by these people. They will take advantage of you, take all your money, spit you out. They don't care about you. So, you know, if you're a super emotional person, don't trade. Because you need to, it's just like the Bible says, be of sound mind and sound judgment. You need to trade what you see, not what you think. You cannot allow your emotions to dictate to you what you do. You need to have a plan. You need to understand what you're doing. You go according to that plan. Period. You have parameters. You follow them. So these are all things my mentor taught me. And his method is based on God's word. And it's based on controlling your human emotions. Romans 12:1-3, you know, every thought being captive to Christ, being obedient to Christ. Do not be conformed to the ways of the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, you know. And I know the rest of the verse too, but that's one of the points, you know. His method is based on the temptations that the devil did with Jesus in the wilderness. And he said, those are all key points that the devil uses in the markets to try to manipulate people to take advantage of them. But look at how Jesus responded. He was confident. He was calm. He spoke the truth. He knew what was a lie and what was not because he had an intimate relationship with the Father. And he was God. And those are all solid biblical principles. So anyway, I just wanted to put this out there. May 5th is Palantir's earnings. I am not sure if they're releasing them pre-market or post-market. True Social is doing great today. My shares are parked at $47.81 a share, and it's getting close to that. So I put a 10% trailing stop, and I'm hoping, you know, it'll go up to at least 55 within the next week or two. And that would put me at a profit on those shares. So I'm excited. Things are going good. Alrighty. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.